Town of Ruley regular meeting for August 13th, 2012, come to order. Please turn off or silence electronic devices. Mr. Avery, would you lead us in the pledge, please?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember O'Leary.
Here.
Councilmember Bushwick.
Here.
Councilmember Avery.
Here.
Councilmember Andre.
Here.
Councilmember Neesler.
Here.
Attorney Costa.
Here.
Mayor Moore.
Here. The minutes for July 9th, 2012, in your package, are there any corrections? Do you have a motion? Move by Ms. Bushwick, second by Mr. O'Leary, all those in favor. Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Committees, Public Works, consider purchase of water district generator. As we talked about in last week's committee meeting, the parish council authorized the declaring surplus of the water district number one, I think. Two, is it? Two.
Oh, add.
Added water district, whatever it was. It has been disbanded. They authorized surplus in the generator and selling us for $15,000. I would like the council to authorize me to sign for the cooperative endeavor and purchase the generator. It's in the budget, it's in the budget already. We have $25,000 in the budget, but it's going to take a sizable amount of money to hook it up there.
It's been checked out?
Yeah. Yeah, they already have used it. It's been checked out.
I move.
It'll be checked out.
Second.
Move by Mr. Andre, second by Mr. Avery. Any comments from the audience? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Planning, consider variance request encroach on drainage servitude by 5 feet for Mark Berger at 521 Gleason Street. Sketches up there, was talked about last week. Basically, that's a 15-foot wide servitude, drainage servitude, and he wants to pour a little slab there to put a boat, and it reaches 5 feet into the servitude. The ditch is very shallow and it's very wide at that point. It will cause no problem whatsoever. So I recommend it, and the council, we talked about it last week. Do I hear any?
I move that we grant the request.
Move by Ms. Bushwick, second by Mr. Neesler. Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Next is condemnation hearing for 153 East Main Street. Is there anyone here, of the three people who serve, is anyone here who would like to speak on that subject?
As Cynthia Keith, let's see what her name is.
Myers.
Myers, here. Cynthia Keith Myers is attorney. Ms. Woods, Ashley Woods, here, on behalf of the estate of LMA Keith Surrett. Attorney Ashley Woods. Is Randy Gautreaux, the tax title holder to the property here. Randy Gautreaux.
Okay. Got it. So we'll proceed with the condemnation hearing. Deb, if you put up some of those pictures, this house on Main Street, I'm sure all of you are very familiar. These are some of the pictures that were provided as part of the inspection report. There's been no activity. We can't beg, borrow, plead, whatever, get the people in the house to do anything about it. So we have an inspection report, and I am recommending that we condemn the building tomorrow.
Go back one, please, Dan. And that top right hand, that's the interior of the house?
Yeah, the old kitchen.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's kind of like when you walk in the door, the back door.
Back door.
So there's no walls?
No, that's just the glare of the windows.
Taken from a door, I think.
Oh, okay. Looking at the old kitchen. Yeah, I can see that.
No, no, that's not open. If you had that white spot, that's not open. I don't know why it looked white. Probably the glare or something.
Sunshine through windows. Yeah, it's just sunshine through windows. Inspection report dated June 21st, 2012 says due to above inspection report, the condition of the property, the inspector recommends demolition and or removal of the dwelling and other structures property located at, let's say, 154 East Main Street, that's narrow.
Whatever. We know where it is. And we continue to mow the grass and, you know, the toilet right there, somebody just went on the floor.
And there's also animals in there.
Electrical problems, all kinds, well, I guess it's animals, I mean.
If you choose to recommend demolition, I would recommend you authorize the mayor to do it beginning the day after Labor Day, which is September 4th, because we have to serve all three of these owners again. And they have 5 days after the day of service of the decision tonight of the council within which to appeal it to the 18th Judicial District Court. And if they do not, then we're, can take action.
All right, so after Labor Day.
So I think that'll be plenty enough.
Yeah, we waited a long time already, a long, long time. I can wait till Labor Day.
Isn't the roof in poor condition also?
Well, the roof doesn't actually leak. What happened was they had a roof, a slate roof, and then they put another roof on top of it. And when Gustav came, it blew off half of the second roof. But this first roof is evidently keeping the water out of it, I don't know. So it just looks terrible.
I move we authorize the mayor to proceed with tearing the building down after Labor Day.
Move by Mr. Andre, second by Ms. Bourgeois.
And we also wanted to let people know that this didn't just happen in the last 2 years. This has been going on about 8 years, at least 8 years that we've been trying to contact the estate.
Well, when you count after Gustav and all of the years over the last number of years that the town has been cutting the grass on the property, we, the tax title holder paid a lien of between $9,000 and $10,000. The updated cost of parish through October 2011. So I mean, the town has already done quite a bit on this property.
In fact, Ms. Avery and I met with the young lady who's one of the two heirs and explained to her that it would be very prudent for her to get a succession done and do something with the property because she's losing value of the property. And she was fully understood. We begged and pleaded, can't get her to do anything, so we don't have really much choice. Choices to let it sit like that for many more years, that's not a good choice. Any comments from the audience? We have a motion and a second. Any comments from the audience? Okay, give me a roll call vote.
Councilmember Andre.
Yes.
Councilmember Bourgeois.
Yes.
Councilmember Avery.
Yes.
Councilmember Musa.
Yeah.
Councilmember O'Leary.
Yes.
Okay, next is Finance Committee, consider purchase of the Prejean property. See the little piece of property with the star in it? That's Prejean property. The crosshatched part is the part that's already belonging to the town. A few years ago, Rod Prejean approached the town about buying the property and the council really wasn't interested in the price he was asking. And he recently came by and dropped the price significantly. And we talked about it last meeting. It's a very, very good price for the property. And it's especially a good price because he worked more to us than anybody else, really. You know, anybody else would buy it, it'd be him then, so. I highly recommend it, and you know, with that, I'll. Now, Tom, we have a question. Anytime you buy, it says with appraisal. Now, we have an appraisal that was done many years ago. We have the assessor has done appraisal. Does it have to be a separate appraisal? I mean, this is a no-brainer. This thing is worth way more than what you find it for.
Yeah.
We have to have a separate appraisal done. Doesn't matter what the age of the appraisal is. He recently had one done in the last couple of years. Rod did. Can we use that one?
Can we use the assessor's assessment valuation?
Assessor's assessment. Let me look at it, but I believe we need to get a current independent appraisal on it, once it, you know, is, that no one can come back and say that.
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, it costs us a few hundred dollars. I recommend we.
All right, why don't you look it up, let me know tomorrow if you can, soon.
We really want to move forward.
The assessment on it.
Rod's track is broken down, so.
The assessment on the property is over $13,000, greater than what it was for.
No, I don't think there's anybody can question the price. It's just a, it's a procedural requirement that we do. Let us know about that. Well, notwithstanding whether we have to get an appraisal or not, I recommend that we buy it.
I'd like to say that we give you permission to move forward with the appraisal and...
Appraisal if needed.
If needed.
Yeah.
If the appraisal exceeds the value on the price.
That's correct, that's correct.
Okay, motion by Mr. Abraham, second by Ms. Bourgeois. Any comments from the audience? Hearing none.
What was the price?
$30,000. Give me put in the motion, $30,000.
$30,000.
Okay, yeah. Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, get a roll call vote.
Councilmember Bourgeois.
Yes.
Councilmember Abraham.
Yes.
Councilmember Nieser.
Yeah.
Councilmember Olin.
Yes.
Councilmember Unger.
Yes.
Next, personnel. We have, for the last month or two, been revising the employee manual, and we have some things in here that we discussed at our committee meetings that are of substance. There are several, many of them that are English corrections. But employee manual is only a manual, it is not the ordinances. We have to follow the ordinances, so we've made a point of making sure that matches up. Now, the only thing of note that we added was the last two sections with regard to terminations of employees and grievance, termination service and grievance procedure, which is just almost word for word taken from the LMA, that the LMA recommended it. So that's what we have. Y'all have any questions or comments?
And I think we said we're not going to put our salary schedule.
Yeah, we deleted that because it's hard to keep up with that.
I have a question, Mayor. On number 13, use of vehicle, municipal vehicle.
Yes.
When we pass this, is this going to be an ordinance?
No. No.
What about there's a conflict between the manual that the police department has, and it conflicts directly with this? How do we go about correcting that? I mean, the usage of these vehicles, how?
Well, first of all, the ordinance is the ruling, right? The ordinance is ruled. The employee manuals do not rule. The employee manuals do not trump the ordinance. So if there is a discrepancy between this employee manual, which is word for word with ordinance says, and the police department's employee manual, the police department's program is wrong. It cannot conflict with an ordinance. Police can have an employee manual like how to make an arrest and how to, you know, handcuff somebody and all stuff, but they cannot have anything in their manual that says that you're going to do something different from what the ordinance is saying.
It doesn't supersede the ordinance.
It does not supersede the ordinance. So if there's something going wrong right now, I know what you're talking about. If there's something going wrong in the police department, in my opinion, the police department cannot lean on the, oh, it's in my manual, so it makes it okay. That's if it violates an ordinance. So passing or not passing this manual won't change anything like that at all.
Now, okay, you bear with me. Now, the ordinance is in place.
Yes, it is.
Correctly, the way we want. But the problem is that we got to get the police manual in alignment with this. We need to do it soon, no problem. I should have done it this week, but I thought about it, so maybe we need to make sure we pass this.
Yeah. The employee manual is not going to change the need that we need to fix the police department. That doesn't change that. It certainly doesn't.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about, Ned?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Why would you even have a police manual if it don't supersede any ordinance? Why just cut it out?
No, it's an employee manual.
Let me address that. The police department has employees that have unique things that they do that the other part of the town doesn't do. So if Wayne went to have an employee manual for the maintenance department, he could do that. Mm-hmm. If Debbie wanted to have one for administration, you know, handling the money, she could do that. If the police department wants to have one, they can do that. The things that are in those manuals would have to not conflict with the ordinance. So, I don't know what's in your manual, I probably read it years ago, maybe I should know, but I don't know. But if you have something in your manual that says, Ned Robinson, because of his rank, he doesn't have to stop at stoplights. Well, that would be against the law, so you can't put that in a manual. But if it says Ned Robinson is supposed to, when he handcuffs a person that's captured, needs to read them their rights every time, things like that. Well, the rest of the town don't care about that. I mean, I know Curtis doesn't care, and, you know, Patricia doesn't care. I mean, but that would be unique to their department. But none of them can say you do something that's other than what the ordinance is saying. Here.
Is it a secret? Because I don't know what y'all talking about.
Let me just try and state what I'm trying to say. We have a problem in that right now in the police manual. Ned, correct me if I'm wrong on anything. An officer can use that vehicle to go back and forth to their house and within the parish, is that correct? Mm-hmm. And under certain conditions, they can transport family members under the police manual. They can transport people. We have a problem in that one of our best officers live in the upper part of the parish. And his child goes to daycare in Brooklyn. So when the man's working days, he brings the child all the way from his home, drops him off at the daycare, then the officer goes to work. If Jamie didn't allow this, then the officer would have to have some provision to bring the child in, go back to Irwinville or wherever it is, then drive back here. It's a problem, and I don't know, we don't know how to address it, but that's why I'm so concerned in that we don't want to lose one of our best officers.
And the ordinance states...
The ordinance says no municipal official or employee operating a municipal vehicle shall permit any other person other than another municipal official or employee to use or be a passenger in the vehicle, except when transporting to jail and stuff like that. So it clearly said, and it's a liability issue. You don't want to have a municipal vehicle being used to carry around private citizens or children or anything like that. It's used for business. He's a business vehicle.
And that would include the police chief as well or not?
Yes, it's no municipal official or no municipal vehicle. Yeah. Right, includes everybody.
Now, I'm glad you said that because come January, your vehicle and chief's vehicle will not be.
I don't have one now. I use mine anyway.
Okay, excuse me. Yeah. But I mean, come January.
Yeah, yeah.
Y'all gonna have.
Well,
so is that gonna be considered under this ordinance?
No, it's not a municipal vehicle if we own it. Bring anybody I want to anywhere I want to.
Private. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's one reason we did it.
Yeah.
All you're doing is give them a law.
So, Ned, am I stating that correctly? Did I state correctly what part of the problem is?
That's all. We was under that, possibility.
It's a problem. But it is undoubtedly we have a guideline. We got to follow the ordinance. So I'll get the police committee together the best we can, and we're going to get with Jamie, and we'll see if we can work something out.
Okay.
And then just come back to you next committee meeting?
Well, later on, I think we're going to introduce an ordinance discuss vehicle usage. The reason for that is so that it'll be in place. It'll be introduced in case y'all want to do something about it next month.
Very good.
So I'm sure you'll get a lot of discussion by that time. Anybody else, any council members?
Yeah, there's one thing we talked about last week a little bit that I want to mention. It's under group insurance for our retirees.
Uh-huh.
Currently, I think if you're 60 years of age or 20 years of service,
right.
We continue. I think sometime in the next 3 years, we need to come back and look at doing something for retirees. Because that's a that's a real good benefit in retaining good employees.
Yeah.
That they have something to look for after they retire.
Well, our current insurance provider is Blue Cross, and under our plan, we couldn't do it.
Right.
So what we're gonna, need to do is get it out of there altogether right now. But on the other hand, we are, Devin and I are looking around for alternatives that we can do. Come up with whatever we gotta come up with.
Even if it's a percentage stipend, if they don't have to come on out or something, something to help them out with insurance after all the years of service they provide.
Yeah, because we're really not gonna have that many people with 20 years of service.
And we don't have anybody in the next 3 years, you said.
Curtis Ingram retires in 3 years. Wayne says that he retires, Wayne retired in 2012. Anybody else?
Walker, like me, he retired for 20 years.
Anybody else? Okay, I recommend that we approve the man.
I move.
Move by Mr. Neesler.
Second.
Second, Mr. Olin. Any questions from the audience? Any comments or questions from the audience? Okay. Current, what's the, how old does it need to be? Current. Okay, all right.
We have one that's 07. That's too old.
Okay, we're on the employee manual. Ask the audience, roll call vote, yeah, that's right.
Councilmember Abraham.
Yes.
Councilmember Neesler.
Yes.
Councilmember Olin.
Yes.
Councilmember Andre.
Yes.
Councilmember Bujwa.
Yes.
Okay, I don't know of anything in recreation. I'm not aware of anything in police. Not aware of anything in government affairs. Have vetoed no ordinances. Hearing and final action on ordinances, ordinance 7, derelict buildings. As part of 7 reads, to amend and reenact Chapter 22 nuisances of the Code of Ordinances of the Town of Brule, Louisiana, relative to Article 4, derelict buildings, dwellings, and or other structures, condemnations, and demolitions. And the only thing this ordinance does is it deletes the need for the requirement for the building inspector to recommend demolition. He will still, he's still required to do one and give us the information, but the recommendation of the demolition will be the mayor's, and then the council has to approve it just like we did tonight. So are there any, I'm going to open a public hearing. This is an ordinance. I'm opening the public hearing. Any comments from the public? Comments from the public? Hearing none, I close the public hearing. Turn it over to council for consideration.
So it's just required to have one sentence?
Just deleting the part that says that they have to recommend the demolition.
Move.
Move, Mr. Andre.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hebert. Any comments from the audience? Any comments from the council? Roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Neesler?
Yes.
Councilmember Olin?
Yes.
Councilmember Andre?
Yes.
Councilmember Bujwa?
Yes.
Councilmember Abraham?
Yes.
Okay, the next is ordinance number 8 of 2012 to amend and reenact Chapter 19 Planning and Development Regulations of the Town of, from the Code of Ordinances for the Town of Brule, State of Louisiana, relative to Article 8. General, and this does several things. One thing it does is if a developer decides to resubmit a preliminary plat or whatever, then they bear all the costs. It also says that from now on, when we review a preliminary plat and construction drawings, they pay all the costs of that. It increases the amount of time between the preliminary plat approval and construction plans to 180 days, if it was 90, because that's pretty short 90. It designates specifically that the construction drawings will be delivered to the town engineer, gas, water, and fire departments. And before, it was left up to us to do that, and we put it all in them to do it. And it also, for detention ponds, it says that they'll dry detention ponds, and they'll And also some several, in 1919, there were several places where the word commission was used, and we changed the word to council. And also, it says that they reimburse all the fees for the review of the plans. Sewer system, we're changing the sewer manhole, requiring sewer manholes to all be limestone aggregate. We get a question every time. Conflict boxes, they need to be deep enough so that they make sure that what if you get by. And that's about it. That's a summary of everything that we got. We discussed all of them at committee last week, so with that, I'll turn it over to council for consideration.
I move we accept the amendments.
Public hearing?
Oh, sorry. I'm opening a public hearing for ordinance number 8. Sorry about that. Yes, ma'am.
How does that, and I think I spoke to you about this on the phone, how does that affect Orleans, the development in Orleans?
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up. We need to consider in this ordinance, I think we need to consider, consider making the effective date some date other than near. The reason I say that is because we're kind of changing midstream here. If all of a sudden we tell this guy, well, all your detention ponds have to be dry in the middle of his job, I really.
He's got to go add dirt to it.
Yeah, he's got to go put dirt back, and I just don't feel like that. I don't think it'd be defensible, and I don't think it would be fair to him. So.
Well, he's got approved preliminary plat.
Yeah, I know he does. He's got approved preliminary plat, but if he were to find out that we changed the ordinance so that all his ponds would have to be dry, well, then he wouldn't even submit his plat, or if he did, he'd have a major issue. So I don't know. That's up to y'all.
So maybe change.
And this thing also says that he's going to pay for all the reviews of all the drawings. Well, you know, right now the ordinance says he pays a flat fee of $100 plus $50 a month or something like that. So that would be just like, I wouldn't have any problem doing it if it was, the job wasn't one third finished, you know, but right now it's almost finished. But it's, you know, I'm good either way. I just.
What time frame are you thinking about making the effective?
Oh, January. Just sometime, you know, after we get, we'll be done with this new preliminary plat stuff by.
Before that time.
By next month at this time.
And we're not looking at anybody else coming up with anything.
No, I don't think so. Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think so. I'd say, what month will be in that?
Even if we push it out to January and somebody came with a preliminary plat, we can say, no, it's not going to be wet, it's going to be dry anyway.
Yeah.
Said it. That's irrelevant on that point.
Do we have to do just this section 19.18?
I just say make all the changes effective that day. Just the whole ordinance.
Effective
that same day.
Effective January 1st, 2013.
As a matter of clarity, the mayor straightened me up on this. On 19.18, in case y'all read this, the last sentence, it says no detention basin will be accepted by the town until grass slopes are smooth and fully developed to accommodate maintenance using available town equipment. And my question was, and in case anybody else doesn't understand, that's so that in case, we're not saying that the town's going to always maintain this forever, but it has to be constructed so that the town equipment can maintain it. That's what that means.
In the case where they might have a nuisance that grass is too tall or whatever, we have some
default
in. Okay, the public hearing is still open. Anybody else? Yeah, I'll close the public hearing. Turn it over to council for consideration.
Move we accept the proposed changes effective January 1st.
Okay. Second. Mr. Niesler, second. Mr. O'Lynn. Any comments from the audience? Any comments from the council? There's a discussion. Roll call vote, please.
Councilmember O'Lean?
Yes.
Councilmember Andre?
Yes.
Councilmember Woodville?
Yes.
Councilmember A'Ban?
Yes.
Councilmember Dean?
Yes.
Introduction of ordinances, for budget adjustment for police salaries. Who would like to introduce that? No. Okay, all right. Does anybody would like to introduce ordinance to adjust the police salaries? Hearing none, it's not introduced. Ordinance, chapter four, personnel, to, relative to group insurance for retirees, and also some modifications I'd like to suggest for just full-time employees also. And an ordinance, general provisions for municipal vehicles, which is stolen. All right. Resolutions and commendations, we have none. Department reports, fire department, chief.
For the month of July, first aid calls inside of town, we had 9. Outside of town, we had 11. Had 1 public assist. Fire calls inside of town, we had none. Outside of town, we had none. We had 2 system activations, alarm system activations, 2 brush fires. We didn't have any motor vehicle crashes. For the month, we had 25, and for the year, we had 217.
I guess it's the appropriate time to introduce Dino Moran. He's here, and he's brought the, what is that thing called? Fire, the...
Mobile command.
Mobile command, yeah. Well, I was on the...
I thought he was out there tailgating.
Well, you know, when I was driving up, I was thinking, I knew it was gonna be here. I was thinking, boy, I'm gonna get some questions tomorrow. Who's dying in the town hall, or who's sick, or whatever. I guarantee it.
Real quick, y'all, I just, Joey served as my, in my grant committee. Anthony is my assistant director. We worked about 2 years on this project, then we brought it to our grant committee. Our grant committee consists of a mayor, a police chief, a fire chief, someone from the administration of the parish, EMS, and that's the gist of it. And we brought this to them. They had quite a few questions for us. I think we served...
What do you mean they had a lot of...
Joey. And we fulfilled it. Y'all, I hope we never need this vehicle, but we got to plan for the worst and hope for the best. And I think we have everything built in that command post that we could possibly need. We're strictly logistics for the parish and for the town. If Joey needs this thing, he picks up the phone and call and say, hey, I need this. If chief needs it, it's here. We don't run the scene. We don't do nothing besides get this here. It has a full 911 capability in it. It has full conference center up front. We'll be here after if anybody'd like to walk through, look at it. I'd like to say thank you, Joey, and to the town for the support and the fire chief, police departments and stuff. Hopefully we're gonna fill any needs that come out. So
what was the total cost, do you know?
Total cost, close to $1 million by the time we finished putting in. We had to, our system operates off of a bat system, which is point to point, so we don't have to fire up for satellites. So there was a lot of cost. I do have a breakdown of it. If y'all would like to see it, the actual vehicle was about $600,000. The rest was IT end of it that Anthony handles for me. So
in addition, we also are upgrading the 911 system to work with.
Yeah, and it's all, about 90% of it came through grant money. About $200,000 came through my office, and the rest came through a private donation.
Wow. Question.
Yes, sir.
In other words, if we had a problem in Brule, and you brought a vehicle here.
Yes.
Do we have to have trained personnel to fully utilize the equipment in here?
No, sir. I'm going to have someone from my office, someone, we're building a team of volunteers who's going to know how to operate that vehicle, and we'll be there whatever their wish is for it, where the service they would need in. No, we would sit there and maintain the bus and operate the bus as far as just turning it on and getting it fired up and stuff. But no, sir. We're passing a parish ordinance that if it's a billable, like your hazmat type stuff, we're going to charge $75 an hour to build up a little kitty. And that way, when we do like the Relay for Life or anything that goes on, or let's say if something happens to this office, Joey could actually call us up and we could park this thing in the parking lot, plug in our phone server, gets all his phone swapped over, and he'll be able to use it. And it won't cause any unusual major event. We're going to roll it out on scene or have it en route at that time. The chief can get on red and say, no, it won't be needed. We turn around and go back. We're strictly there for them.
Okay. Thank you.
A good example would be like what's going on in the Assumption Parish now.
But yes, you're glad you
yeah, they, yeah, they have two of them out. Right. The Air Lakita deal on the highway, some of the different events that happen throughout. It'll really be a useful tool. We could bring up the maps and stuff in there. Anthony has built in, that's my IT end of it. We have built-in capability. We have inside cameras where actually if something was going on, if Mike choose to, he could actually send it back here so that y'all could see it and stuff. So it's pretty fascinating.
Thank you, Dean.
Appreciate it.
I relate a true life incident several years ago with the barge incident by the church. Basically, with the unit he's got, that particular scene, we worked out of a trailer, and you were blinded because you couldn't see anything outside the trailer. Although we just got back from Freeport, and I had a grand tour of this machine, and basically he's got a telescopic camera. We can sit, and I could have seen everything on the bar from where we were.
Yeah. That's a nice piece of equipment.
It's a wonderful piece of equipment. I want to thank Dino.
And I'd like to also say, Anthony, we're glad to have you back. Anthony had a serious motorcycle accident, and we're glad to see you up and around and back in gear.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Dino, yes, when we have like a hurricane or something like that, how many people do you need in that center to operate?
Actually, it all depends on the event. Like in time of hurricane, that's a very broad question. It all depends what happened. If we lose our office or lose this office, one person could operate it. Okay. That vehicle's going to be set up so decision makers. Let's use a hazmat deal like he was talking about. The fire chief, the police chief, the ones who are truly making the decisions would go inside of it and set up and have their meeting, and then they each go out and broadcast. That's really your department heads to say. So one person could very operate. I'm over 50 years old, and that was my big idea with him. Don't build this thing where it takes a genius to operate it, and it really don't. Because at the time it was ready, that's when he went and bumped his head, and I could operate it. It's very easy.
Oh, Dino.
Yeah.
Don't be so modest.
Yeah.
No, you're not, okay.
No.
All right, Chief.
I have one question.
Yo.
Is it dependent strictly on the generator, or can it use lift?
No, it can use either. It has a transfer. It's a 50-amp service or a 30-amp service. Or it has its own UPS battery system that will maintain it for a short period.
I highly recommend y'all go tour this thing. This thing is really nice. It's really nice. I mean, it's top of the line stuff. It really is. All the advances over the years that have been made, they put them all in there. So it's really nice. It's really. And I was thinking about that the other day. From Joanne said, Ms. Joanne said, with this sinkhole. See that big old state police thing out there? I said, we got one like that.
Keep saying we, because it's all of ours.
Yeah, that's right.
Does East Baton Rouge Parish have one?
Yes, ma'am.
They have one?
It's nice. Okay, police department.
For the month of July, we had one crash, and
executed 8 bench warrants, 1 Addis, 1 Baton Rouge, 1 Gonzalez, 5 in Brule, 1 DWI. We had 3 thefts, 2 in the one in the same yard, a yard sign and tools on the shed. Shed was not even locked. Had a license, a robbery of a license plate stolen off of the car. Had 6 alarms, 3 residents, and 3 businesses. 6 assisted other agencies, 1 West Baton Rouge, 2 State Police, 3 Addis. We had 9 traffic arrests. We had 16 miscellaneous calls. Total calls was 50. Total citations was 174. Total violation was 244. Had 1 improper telephone communication, 9 complaints. Had 1 resisting an officer, abandoned vehicle. Had a 3-year-old walking down Main Street. We caught that. Two shots fired.
Not on the 3-year-old.
The lady was in a motel, Jay Motel. Thought the baby was in there and it took off down Main Street.
Thank you, Ned.
Thank you.
Sergeant Ned.
Ned, there's a bicycle in the ditch on Bourgeois Street, and I strongly suspect it was stolen somewhere. Yeah, and I don't know that, you know.
Was it pink? Wasn't pink.
No, I don't think.
Because I've got one recorded stolen. I might go by and look and see if it's pink. That's on Bourgeois Street?
Yeah, it's on Bourgeois.
Ned, would you gave us real fast on the oak tree plaque that was missing and recovered. The oak tree was in the paper.
Yeah, that was that. Yeah.
I wasn't here 10 years ago.
I thought it was just something recent.
No, no. 10 years ago.
Let's go back and what happened on this day.
Yeah. I missed out on this. I'm paying that.
You might have been on the same line.
Well, I am, you know.
I'm trying to remember now, but I wasn't.
That was in the entry section.
Yeah.
I worked, I said, how did I not know?
It wasn't yet.
All right, thank you.
No more questions, man.
You got any other questions?
There was something there about the town.
You're not even telling me, you're doing a good job.
You got it. Oh, he likes that. He got it.
He don't get you too many times.
No. All right, where we at? Correspondence, I don't have any mayor's report except a few sort of repeats. We had a meeting last month with Sinclair and the parish to talk about the Tonton Canal, the next step. And Jason told me the other day, he's arranging a meeting with the engineers to try to tweak some of the numbers they have and see what we really have. We have 2 working aerators in the sewer pond after a long odyssey of having problems getting them in, and they really work well, it seems.
That's that pond.
Yeah, that pond looks fabulous. But at the request of the gang against the wall back there, we plugged and covered and crosses under West St. Francis and discovered there's, no, not you, sit down, and discovered there's another flow of water underneath the culvert, so we're going to plug that up eventually. We hadn't gotten to it yet, but we will. We found out somewhere that we can do online ticket payments, and so we've instituted that. So anybody wants to pay the tickets, they can pay it online. And if you go to our website homepage, you'll see a little scroll across there that says this is how you can pay for your tickets online. It should help. Addis does it, and they claim it really works well. I attended a bond commission meeting during the month for the police station, and they give away billions of dollars like we were about 1,000. But anyway, that's a quite interesting thing. And last Thursday, the Chamber of Commerce does a nice thing. The teachers have a meeting, an organizational meeting at the tourist center, and what we do is we feed them. We put the jambalaya and feed them, and they're very appreciative of that. So you know, school year started and all things that go with it. So, and that's all I have. So remarks of personal privilege.
Please, would you repeat the statement that you made about Wayne helping out, so we'll have that in the minutes, please?
At the school.
With his calling him, please.
Last week, last Monday night, I had reported that I had asked Wayne to come take a look at the front of the school for some ditches that were not properly dug and some standing water. I think had some mosquitoes nests in there. Called Wayne on, that was two Saturdays ago, called Wayne on Saturday, came out, looked at it. Monday, we said thanks. I want to let you know that that ditch has been dug. I don't know when, either yesterday or today. So he got a hold of somebody at the state, I think, and they came out and did it. That has to be a world record.
That was today.
They did it today. So thanks to Wayne and whoever else. I don't even know who to thank because it happened so fast, so.
But he did go out on Saturday.
Yeah, and it looks great compared to what it was.
And Sergeant Ned, you say something just about the chief got those new neighborhood watch signs. So that'll be in the minutes also.
Yeah, we go.
How many did you get? You said 20 or 40 or 50? 80?
80, okay.
And to replace the old ones.
They're huge, too.
Yeah, they're big.
You can see them good. Supposed to be start going out putting them up.
Okay, anybody else?
I see they cutting that tall, tall grass behind the little shopping center today. Tractors out there when I came up.
So proud of them.
I knew you would be.
I have one thing.
We have to call them every time. No.
Really?
Yeah. Every time, we gotta call them.
On the table in the foyer, there's some papers that are reservation forms for the new book that the West Baton Rouge Historical Association has, will have for sale. It says the history of West Baton Rouge Parish, people, places, and progress. And you pick up a form if you're interested in reserving a book, and we'll send you a check. And when the books come in, they'll let you know. And if you have to have it mailed, there'll probably be an additional charge to ship. But I'm sure you can go pick one up before that.
Okay. Anybody else?
To add to Wayne's list of good jobs, he also, over the weekend, was driving down, I believe it was Main Street, and saw some four-wheelers and things going through the big catch basin right in front of Brule Oaks, and he pulled over and walked out there and found out who they were and went to the parents and talked to them and straightened it all up. So he's always watching. He's a really good guy.
He called me after the incident. Just wanted me to know. He says, you know, I got a little intense with him. I said, Wayne, let me handle it from here on out. They come and say, I protest that I want to be able to tear up this pond. I'll take it from there. You know,
that.
Yeah, what the hell? You know how Wayne is. He's
very glad that he did it because one of them was my son. Doing something he wasn't supposed to do.
Really? Oh, he didn't tell me that part. Okay, announcements. Town hall will be closed September 3rd for Labor Day, and committee meetings have been moved to the 4th. Do I hear a motion to adjourn? Move. Mr. Olin.
Second.
Second by David. All those favors say aye. All those opposed, nay.
7-18.
Yeah.